Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Siobhan Finn. Siobhan is from Ireland, from Cork, Ireland, Cork County, County Cork, Ireland, I should say. She's in charge of the Cork part, the Cork part of the of Startup Ireland. Startup Ireland is the national organization that they've developed to help grow entrepreneurship in Ireland. She's also project coordinator for Cork Innovates, and that's startupireland.ie. That's the one you want people to go to the most, Siobhan?
That's correct. Everything on that is available around what we're doing with Startup Ireland and the gathering currently.
You know, research has shown over the last 20 years or so, Siobhan, research has shown that that there's a direct connection between entrepreneurial growth and economic expansion, that entrepreneurship is directly connected to the recovery and the expansion of an economy. And I know you guys have been working on this now for 4 or 5 years. Have you been able to make a connection between your activity in support of entrepreneurship and the recovery of Ireland's economy?
That's absolutely correct, Jim, and the focus of so many different organisations and the national government around the last number of years has been on the creation of new jobs, quite simply because the country went through a tough time from approximately 2008 up to very recently, in fact, losing several hundred thousand jobs. So there was a focus on having to create new jobs, and the creation of those new jobs were going to come through new companies and new industries. So we've been approaching it from a number of different ways, through augmenting the skill sets of existing employees, delivering various different back to work schemes.
So you've been helping people get reskilled,
reskilling, upskilling.
That's huge, isn't it? In this day and time.
Yeah, it is, absolutely, and also recognizing, I suppose, that there are more marginalized groups such as immigrants and seniors. Mm-hmm. Who have the capability and the skills and the knowledge to create startups, and that they needed to be provided with access and a pathway for the growth of their business. So
Right. Particularly
in the last 12 months, Ireland as a nation, I suppose, and certainly the practitioners and the policy makers have been looking at how to augment the number of what we call senior enterprise mm-hmm. participants. So individuals in their 40s, maybe it's I'm in my 40s, so I won't put myself in that bracket yet, but certainly 50s and 60s, who are looking to create a new business for various different reasons. And then you've got also a very skilled group of immigrants, non-Irish, who've come into the country over the last number of years and recognising that they have a lot to offer to society and to job creation.
Are they entrepreneurial? Are they contributing to entrepreneurial activity?
Significantly. Significantly. In fact, we have one particular accelerator program here in Cork that is run by Bank of Ireland, one of our main banks here, and all the participants on that program have come from abroad. Huh. And very recently I visited them and I asked them a couple of questions around why Ireland and why Cork, mm-hmm. and they talked about the ease of access and the quality of life. So for them, they felt by coming to Cork, they were right in the heart of everything that was happening. They were very close to our capital because we're only 2 hours commute, and yes, they weren't challenged by some of the difficulties mm-hmm. that you face in a capital city, such as traffic congestion, cost of living, etc., etc. So offering a very nice mix for those individuals. We're starting to call them suitcase entrepreneurs.
Well, can you give us a quick report?
So, you know, we've got all these terms going on at the moment.
Siobhan, can you give me a quick report in less than a minute on how the government has helped? Has the government contributed with their policies to entrepreneurship?
Very proactively. Every year for the last 4 years.
What would be an example of something that you think they did?
the Action Plan for Jobs, which proactively has addressed every year job creation, and currently there are regional job creation strategies being rolled out under this year's 2015 Action Plan.
Right.
So that's one of the incentives. There have been increasing tax breaks for entrepreneurs, actively supporting the restructuring of businesses by dealing and supporting the banks in the restructuring of their own finances. There's an excellent event which happens every year called Ireland's Best Young Entrepreneur, which is a significant monetary fund. Which is a it's a competitive fund supported by the government and rolled out through the local enterprise offices.
Good to, I'm glad to hear, Siobhan, that the government is helping out. I wish our government were more like that. Hey, Siobhan, thanks for being here. Good job, good report. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you so much for your time.
Siobhan Finn, ladies and gentlemen. StartupIreland.ie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.